Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
Oh, we tried.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri, located at 1624 Clarkson Road. You can swing by anytime, Tuesday through Saturday. Come by, grab a glass of whiskey or wine or your local favorite local craft beer, and come in for the show. We got live music Friday, July 6th, Hillary Fitz Band, and on Saturday, July 7th, The Matching Shoe, two great friends of the show. And then coming up next week, Tuesday, July 10th, I'll be back over there with my singer-songwriter series. So check that out. We'll have Gavin McNutt, Elliot Pearson, and Sean Corey, and it's going to be a great time. So yeah, everything's at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Enjoy the show. Hey everyone, thanks for checking out this episode of Rock Paper Podcast. I have a couple of exciting things I want to share with you, including July 8th, over at the Old Rock House, this year's fourth annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show featuring Old Souls Revival, The Scandaleros, Matthias and the Pirates, The Many Colored Death, and Sophisticated Babies. And that's a 2 p.m. start for music, doors at 1. It's a $10 cover. Tickets can be purchased today at metrotix.com, the Old Rock, oldrockhouse.com. And or you can purchase them from me at the door also. So come on out to that show. It's going to be a great night. I'm super excited about this lineup. And this party's for you guys, the listeners, the past guests, the fans, friends, everybody. So let's have a great night. Official after party with the Falling Fences over at McGurk's. So keep the party going all night long. Also coming up on July 10th is the next edition of my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase I've been put together. This is a monthly series. This one features Gavin M., Sean Corey, and Elliot Pearson. And that's a $5 cover for that show over at Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri. And that'll be a 7 to 9 show. So come on out. If you haven't been out yet, this is a super intimate listening room experience type of show. All three writers on stage at the same time singing songs and telling stories behind them, and it's really a great time. So come on out to that one. And I also want to give a big shout out to my friends that have been helping me out recently. My friends at Dynamic Screen Printing for their help putting together shirts. So I have some brand new shirts, blue and black ones, and if you're interested, let me know and I can deliver one for you if you live in the St. Louis area. And a big shout out to Bo over at New Scar Design for his help with the singer-songwriter storytelling showcase poster, which looks great. So thanks, Bo, and thanks Dynamic Screen Printing. So be sure to support all these wonderful local artists and these people making it happen, all these great businesses. So thanks everybody for listening. I hope to see you out of these shows. And wherever you go, take Rock Paper Podcast with you. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks everybody.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
I'm Wooden, and I'm Puddin, and we're Wooden Puddin, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock,
rock, rock, rock, y'all. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here. Rock Paper Podcast coming to you from beautiful Swansea, Illinois.
Ooh, that's right.
That's right.
Hanging out. with the guys of Wooden Pudding.
That's the first time anyone's actually the guys of Wooden Pudding. We actually just found out Wooden Pudding is a euphemism. Is that the word, right?
A euphemism.
Euphemism for a sexual
experience.
Excretion. we didn't know. I guess we went to Urban Dictionary or somebody brought it up.
Somebody brought it up to us.
Like, yeah, do you know what Wooden Pudding is? Like, no. That's the name of our band.
We need one of those, like, the more you know.
Yeah. But we decided to stick with it. We came to a crossroads at that point to either give up with the name or just ride it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan Jameson last night said, come get you a, what do you say?
Get you a...
ears full of Wooden Pudding. It's like, oh, yeah. No. It's taking a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew of the euphemism, but...
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's best we don't address it, I suppose, but we've already asked.
It's out in the open now.
It's not like you said it on a podcast or something.
Yeah. forever ingrained in the internet.
Yeah. It would really, I think, help... merch ideas, though. I mean, like, you could really...
You could run with that, yeah. All the possibilities.
Be suggested. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things you could pull it off with.
That's gross.
Yeah, you guys, I guess before we get going, you guys want to properly introduce yourselves for those listening?
I'm John. I play the violin, and I do a little bit of singing in Wooden Pudding.
That's right. My name is Jesse. I play guitar, and... And I sing as well.
Nice.
We're kind of a rotating cast, so sometimes I play the bass, and sometimes John plays the electric fiddle.
And electric fiddle, yeah.
And the looper.
And the loop.
Yeah.
With my toys.
Yeah.
You it seems like you guys invite a lot of special guests to join the fun.
Well, we aren't really a solidified band necessarily. I think we're just kind of picking up the pieces and running when we're home from the road. So
yeah,
whoever's down to play, we more the merrier.
Yeah,
helps us, you know. So
yeah.
Last night we played with Graham Curry, who is now an Old Saw Union, and Lee Osborne, and I played for about 3.5 hours and just kind of winged it, you know.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, we over at the Boathouse.
The Boathouse, Forest Park. Yeah.
You guys get pretty wild over there?
There was 6 people there last night.
I mean, as far as like the storm was.
It was actually, when we got there, it was pouring. We didn't leave here till about maybe an hour before we had to actually be playing because it was storming here too. But it cleared up pretty quickly and we got the stage
fairly dry.
Fairly dry, yeah.
Set up all the electrical equipment next to the
lake.
When we first showed up, they're like, "Yeah, go ahead and start setting up." And I was like, "I'm not setting up there. There's a pond on the stage."
Yeah.
But it all worked out. It was a good time. Dan Jameson does good work out there, and
I imagine that scene from Home Alone. You know, when Daniel Stern grabs those. The sink and
is
Daniel Stern, is that Marv?
Yeah.
One of my favorite Marv quotes is, "Wow, what a hole."
Yeah.
I say it all the time, and a lot of people are like, "What are you talking about? Wow, what a hole."
Suck brick, kid.
Suck brick, man. Speaking of Macaulay Culkin, I was on Reddit the other day, and Macaulay Culkin did an AMA, which is an Ask Me Anything on Reddit, and so you kind of just get online and people can ask you anything.
Right.
Somebody asked what Macaulay Culkin's favorite memory of Michael Jackson was, and he said they were driving go-karts and at Neverland or whatever, and Macaulay Culkin hit Michael Jackson or something. They spun out, and he said, "Michael Jackson called me an applehead." That was it. That was his favorite memory. Damn applehead! But then, come to find out, applehead's like his main is one of his words. I went on YouTube. He calls a lot of people an applehead. What a funny name to call people.
Yeah. Sounds like something my mom would say.
Yeah,
for sure.
Could be an applehead.
Yeah.
That's good.
He for a guy that like sort of dipped out of the spotlight for a long time, like he's really been coming back a lot lately. Like. I saw him on Jimmy Fallon not too long ago and stuff.
Actually, that was a pretty good interview. I was surprised how because there was a couple years there where he was kind of off the rails. Mm-hmm. He's in a band called the Pizza Revolver, and they covered Velvet Revolver's tunes, but then they replaced all the words with stuff about pizza. That was like his band. They did shows and shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Guess Home Alone's paying the bills, and everything else is just skating by.
That's right. Yeah, but he turned out all right.
Yeah,
all things considered.
So shout out to those six people that came out to the gig list.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
They're mostly our dear friends. Yeah. There was a couple strangers that stuck around for a little bit, but when we first got there, there was quite a few people there eating dinner, but I think the storm scared some people off.
It was a pretty wild night in town. Some guy named Neil Young was in town.
Yeah. I've heard of him.
Crazy dude.
Yeah. Melissa Etheridge was at Sheldon.
Melissa Etheridge was at the Sheldon.
Well, that explains where we are.
Yeah, our fan base. The Melissa Etheridge show.
Yeah. Social Distortion at Pops. So,
there you go.
So there's a lot of big shows in town.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't seen a show at Pops in a while.
Maybe for good.
Yeah. that's probably a good thing. I saw, I think last show I saw there was Coheed and Cambria.
Oh.
And Under Oath.
Yeah, that had to be some years ago.
Yeah. It was high school, so 2007, probably?
I think 2009 I went and saw Apocalyptica, the cello people that did Metallica. Yeah. I saw that, and that's been...
They were pretty cool to see.
It was probably about the best show I could have seen at Pops.
Yeah.
I'm actually there probably, I don't know. I'm there quite often. I have a lot of friends in the modern rock scene,
so
and they do a lot of those like Road to Point Fest and all that stuff.
Sure.
So like, they're very supportive of locals.
I know they do like I was in hip hop and they do like a lot of hip hop nights where they do like hip hop showcase and stuff. Yeah, I support Pops, and sometimes I support them too long, to like 6 in the morning.
It's easy to happen
down there. Yeah, usually it's like a wormhole of time down there.
Yeah.
You'll go there at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and next thing you know, the sun's out. Yeah. It's like, Jesus.
That's why they sell sunglasses. So
yeah. That's right, that's right. Walk outside, get yourself a hot dog. Yeah. Start the day off right.
The Philly wagon, man.
Yeah, the Philly wagon, that's right.
So where did... let's talk about Wooden Puddin', though, like how this even came to be. I mean, obviously, if anybody doesn't know, you guys are also in Old Salt Union. This is sort of, you said you do a lot of Old Salt Union tunes as well as for your Wooden Puddin' sets.
But. Yeah, I mean, Wooden Puddin' just kind of started out of necessity for, you know, when we're off the road, you know, we need to pay, we still got bills to pay. And so, it kind of started at the Abbey, would be those songwriters nights. You know, me and John would do them every fifth Thursday. And we'd show up for like these guitar circles. And then from that point on, it was just like wherever places needed music. We had a good enough product where, you know, we weren't scaring people away at dinner time. And at least sonically, aesthetically, we might be still scaring people away at dinner time. But it seems like this summer we were Old Salt Union was in between booking agents, and so we had like a lot of time off this summer, and so our Wooden Puddin' gigs really picked up, and now here we are, we made it, we're on the Rock Paper Podcast.
Hell yeah,
you know,
that's it, man.
It's the peak. It's good.
We're at 150.
Yeah, when we talked about it, I was like, man, I don't know if we're official enough to do the podcast, but. We'll try it. Yeah.
Well, you guys, obviously, like you said, picking up a bunch of gigs. You guys played Old Rock House with Way Down Wonders.
That was another We Made It moment. Yeah. We played the Old Rock House. It was Wooden Puddin'.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool to play with them guys in a different capacity because Old Salt plays with them quite a bit. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it was weird being a, not saying it was weird opening for them because I'm sure we would in their markets, but it was just weird being an opener. And I don't know, like it was just weird. We're not open, it was just, especially as a duo, it's like, man, you gotta let, all of a sudden there's like actually people there to see you.
Yeah.
That was our first, like, I think what was weird about it was our first like actual show where we weren't just like dinner music. Yeah. We weren't just like, you know, it was like all of a sudden we're on a stage. Yeah. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, usually we're in the corner, the darkest corner, you know, tucked away. And
with Old Salt, I can hide behind the bass and I got four other guys to hide behind. It's like all of a sudden it's like, I felt naked, it's the guitar and the fiddle, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was good for us. It's good to step outside the box. And I think typically we try to play non-Old Salt Union tunes if we can. You know, if we, we play like a long gig, 4 hours. We almost got to. Sure. You know? But
so it's mostly cover stuff at the moment, right?
At the moment, it's mostly cover stuff. Yeah, and we try to do obscure covers, like, you know, I don't know. It's easy to be, I guess, like an acoustic duo and play, you know, Free Falling for the dinner crowd, yeah, you know, or
top 40 hits,
Johnny Cash, or, you know, whatever. You kind of try to avoid that, the stuff that you hear typically. Sometimes we'll dip into that stuff, but we kind of try to play more obscure stuff. And sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I saw there's a little video, I guess it was from over at Boathouse also, where you guys did Driving My Life Away. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's a good one. We do that one with Old Salt sometimes. And
was that Eddie Rabbit?
Eddie Rabbit, yeah. The old Eddie Rabbit original, man.
Yeah. That's just fun to hear those songs. And especially, I think, like, you're saying, pulling out something obscure, like, that's kind of always the fun thing, too, and, like, also kind of, you know, maybe kind of grassing it up a little bit. And, like,
yeah, that's kinda, it. Yeah, we do that as well. Like, a Tiny Dancer. We'll do, like, Elton John's Tiny Dancer, you know, and we kind of grass it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it works pretty good as a duo. Sounds pretty full.
Yeah.
I don't sound like Elton, but... Sometimes I put on my sparkly glasses and cap pocket.
Yeah.
You know.
Now he's coming to town. I guess it's supposed to be the farewell tour thing. So.
When is that? I need to go see him too.
I think it's like October or something.
All right. Save my pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's going to be an expensive ticket.
Yeah.
Is he going to be at the Enterprise Center?
Yeah.
The Enterprise Center.
This will be air conditioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just over there to see Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard she was in town. A lot of my girlfriend's friends went.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was cool. I mean, my wife Stacy is a huge fan, and she bought the tickets and asked me to go, and I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll go check it out. I like a couple songs, but the show wise, it's fun to see.
Like, pretty big production.
Yeah. She had like these like five blocks that were like screens, and like they were constantly moving, so like. Sometimes they were like one complete wall,
and then
sometimes they were like stacked.
Sure.
And so like the stage was constantly revolving, like whether, you know, so sometimes she like would go up, climb up on the stairs and climb up on top of those screens and sing from up there. And then sometimes they would open it up and then like dancers would come out and then like they moved the drummer was like on a platform and they just moved drummer around and stuff. So it's like, constantly changing the set the whole time.
It's always something to look at.
Yeah.
Always something to keep your...
For sure.
Keep your interest.
And it was cool. It was a good time. And, and then she did, like, a thing where she, like, sat in this guitar case and they lifted her out to the middle of the room and she sat there and sang a song and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
I guess, you know, she had a pretty good run in her life. She had a bunch of number ones. So I guess she's probably still...
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Right. Yeah, that's there was a whole lot of people there so they're still doing well.
My girlfriend's friends were super pumped to go see Shania Twain. I was like, I didn't know she was still doing
Yeah.
I saw the billboard on the Poplar, I think there's one on the Poplar Street or near the Poplar Street, and I was like, oh, she's still touring apparently.
Right. Well, I thought it was funny you said Enterprise because that's what it's called now, and I'm like, I didn't realize that until I went there that night.
Yeah.
It's like changed again and stuff, and I was like, yeah.
It's a never ending thing. Yeah. It's like, I still call it the Kiel Center.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. It's just.
Well, and everybody still calls Riverport. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's always going to be
Riverport. I think it's the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Right.
But yeah, I just got used to it, the UMB Bank Pavilion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
And that was already like 10 years
ago. Yeah. It's weird, man, how fast it moves.
Changes.
Yeah, the Enterprise Center. I don't know if I ever called it Savas.
Right.
I think I skipped over that. I think it was Kiel, and now off the cuff, I just called it the Enterprise Center. So that one might stick.
Yep. We don't currently have any Wooden Pudding dates on the calendar, but you can get involved with the band on Facebook for further upcoming dates. We did do a little live jamming, though. We did a song called Dink Song. What's this one, guys? This is a...
What's Dink Song?
I don't know this one.
No, it's an old traditional Irish tune that was kind of resurrected by Marcus Mumford for the movie Inside Llewellyn Davis. I believe. And I forget the actor, the guy who was lead in that movie, but he was singing, him and Marcus Mumford did a duo. Yeah. It's a beautiful song, man. I'd never heard it before, The Resurrection, of when Marcus Mumford did it, and we've been playing it ever since. I think it's one of my favorite tunes that we do.
So. Yeah, man.
John's harmonies on it. I like hearing John sing, and
which is a first because John doesn't like to hear John sing.
So that was Dink's song. Yeah.
Is that like choosing songs? Like you guys just kind of start throwing titles out. What you guys want to play? And
yeah, actually,
yeah. Go ahead. I was gonna say yeah. Usually, Jess has a pretty good. Being, you know, the lead singer or lead vocalist in Old Salt, like he has a pretty good repertoire of stuff that he's been playing on guitar, you know, and so I just kind of sit in and just play along with whatever's going on. Like some songs will naturally just kind of mesh, and we'll have cool little arrangements and harmonies, and
Yeah.
And some songs don't, but more often than not, they do stick.
So I think we're kind of starting to find our footing, too. It's, yeah. You know, it's, we kind of filtered through the stuff. Like, yeah, when we first started doing these gigs, we played like a lot of old salt stuff because we knew it would work. And, you know, I play some old stuff. But I think we're kind of finding our own footing, you know, mm-hmm. as far as, you know. And John has a great ear, and so typically I can throw almost anything at him, and he, you know, it sounds like we practiced it you know, a million times, so... Makes it easy on me, especially on stuff like today where I'm throwing extra beats and we rolled the punches.
Well, I think, imagine too, like being that it's not an old Salt Union gig, it allows you guys freedom to run with whatever, you know, like
sure.
you can throw something else in there that you guys don't always get to play. So I imagine that's a
lot. That's one thing that I think John enjoys in this is that he gets to, you know, old Salt, we try to keep it as bare bones as possible, you know, no real effects, we don't, you know, there's no distortion, there's no, mm-hmm. you know, big. Reverb sections, and but with Wooden Puddin' there's no rules, you know, and so like John was saying with his loop, and I don't know what else you got on the board that you, oh, your octave, and
yeah, I've got a couple octave things, a pitch changer, I've got a delay, a reverb, just enough to, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, and so sometimes I'll switch over in my octave and do like a bass line while I'm taking a solo, so I can actually kind of keep a little bit of something else to tie it down.
Yeah, that's a cool thing that you've kind of started doing recently was, you know, he'll go pizzicato on his fiddle and he'll go an octave or two lower and he'll be playing bass line, so all of a sudden like a bass will just come out of nowhere and you can see it in, like people's eyes like, what the hell is that,
yeah. is that coming from? There's no bass up there.
I did that not too long ago. There's Matt Lesh, I don't know if you guys know him, Rattlesnake. He's a young blues player, he's like 20 years old, he's a great player, great guitar player, but he's put together a band now and his drummer actually plays keys while drumming.
Oh yeah.
And I kept hearing horns, and I'm like, where are these horns coming from? Sure. I was like, I figured somebody had like some kind of, you know, MIDI or something going on, whatever, wherever the samples were coming from. And then I realized that the drummer is back there with keys. Yeah, he's got keys with the one hand and drums with it. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and he's playing horn lines with the keys. It was crazy. I was like, but the whole time I'm sitting, I'm like, where the hell is that noise coming from?
Yeah.
But
the magic,
yeah,
behind the scenes.
But yeah, that's cool when that you can do that kind of stuff like that. That's
it's nice to it fills us out.
Sure,
it gives us, you know, another gear. You know, instead of just being a bare fiddle and a guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to listen to that for too long. At some point, it kind of gets a little stagnant, even if you're really good, which we're not. So it's nice. It's good to have that. You know.
Yeah.
That extra gear.
And we, like I said, this is. Mostly covers, but you guys said you have one original, I guess, right now, you said, so?
Yeah, I borrowed Jess's loop pedal one day and just kind of came up with this little, very simple loop thing. It's kind of cool, and it's really open-ended enough that we can just jam on it for a while to kill some space, and Jess does some vocals on it, and I add different layers to the loop, and it kind of turns into something kind of cool, you know. So.
Yeah, it's like for this in particular, it's like this is really kind of, for me at least, as a songwriter, it's kind of tryouts, you know. Like, and sometimes we'll have new songs, and it's really tryouts for old Salt Union, you know. It's so like, sometimes we'll have songs that, you know, we never tried before, never played before, and we'll give it a shot, and just to see how it goes. But it's not for Wooden Puddin', you know, it's more for old Salt Union, you know. So I think it would have to be a very particularly weird joint for it to be an official Wooden Puddin' song, because otherwise I think we'd take it to, if it was really good, we'd take it elsewhere. But
sometimes there's you know, those cases though, like where it doesn't quite fit in with what the band wants to do,
right.
And it could work as on a side project song or whatever. So
well, that's like Justin, I think when we used to do dual gigs with Justin or trio gigs with Justin.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of songs that, like, if I write a song, I can pretty much fit it into, you know, find a way to make it an old song. But Justin has, like, a bunch of songs that are, like, he never really thought about. And so I think if he were to play with us, like, he can make some Wooden Puddin' songs.
Yeah.
So this isn't something you guys are planning to take to the studio or anything?
I don't know.
Mostly just...
We really haven't talked about it.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any plans right now, but I mean, you know, we're obviously in Salt together, so we're always making tunes, and maybe
I wouldn't be opposed. Yeah. You know, I think I've thought about
a little demo tape.
Yeah, I've thought about just going out and recording songs anyway. And I mean, obviously, if I want strings on, obviously I'm gonna call John anyway. So you never know. Yeah, I mean, it could.
Yeah,
I always thought about going out to Sawhorse and just doing some acoustic stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, it could be around the corner. The Wooden Pudding EP.
There you go. Yeah.
The wood, extra pudding.
Extra pudding. Man.
why Wooden Pudding? Where did that come from? Is it just?
I don't know.
I mean, it's definitely fun to say, but
yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah,
that's really it. We yeah, right. we had
rhyming words.
Our name would change every night. We used to be the Unstable Table. We were Drake and Jason making bacon, and then we had Wooden Pudding. And so Wooden Pudding just stuck. I think as soon as John made the Facebook page, it was set in stone.
Yeah, I just kind of cemented it. You know, yeah. Currently on Facbook. So.
Yeah, we had
no apostrophe.
Oompa Loompas eating caramel apple empanadas.
Yeah,
that was a good one. That was the
we just had a good one the other day.
What was the unlawfully?
Oh, the awfully unlawful falafel waffle broth. Falafel waffle brothel.
That's right. The awfully unlawful falafel waffle brothel. Yeah,
so it's a pretty big mouthful. It's not conducive for being able to be found easily. Right?
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah. Like, I think all these names start out just because if we were like losing people, you know, like if we're losing people's attention, we're like, we are. Oompa Loompas eating caramel apple empanadas, and just that people might
pay attention
again. I don't know. Right.
Yeah, we're usually dinner music. We're not usually the. That's why that Wait, I Wonder show was so interesting.
Yeah.
We're never performing, you know.
We really got our foot in that on the Wednesday night gigs at the Gramophone.
Yeah.
We have to give a special shout out to the Gramophone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're big old awesome Sammies. I love the Gramophone Sammies. They're the best.
They're the best around.
Yeah.
I think they're some of the best. Next to Jimmy John's number 9, no onions, extra mayonnaise. Which I'm probably going to get right after this.
I don't think I've talked about it on the show yet, but that Kickin' Ranch they have over there, Jimmy John's, is life changing, man.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge Jimmy John's fan. I usually don't stray away from the Italian nightclub, but
if you get, you can just get a side of Kickin' Ranch and dip or pour some on.
It's like a Chipotle ranch.
Yeah, it's delicious.
That sounds really good. Yeah. It sounds really good. Right,
I might have to. There's a Jimmy John's by my house. I might grab one at home.
Unfortunately, Jimmy John's doesn't deliver right here. I'm like right in like the Graves area, even though I'm more like a mile away from it.
You could walk to it faster than they can drive to you. Yeah,
it's weird. It's like I think it's like 0.7 away. Like, yeah, we don't deliver to Swansea. I'm like, right down the road.
That's silly.
Yeah, it's super.
We years ago, my home, like, I was not very far out, but like I'm just out of city limits, and it wouldn't, like, you know, maybe a mile or whatever it was, just like you're saying. And like they're like, oh, we'll deliver to the mobile station, but we don't go past.
Oh, so would you get delivered to the mobile station?
I would have to go meet them there sometime if I wanted. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to get in the car and drive, I'll just go to town.
Yeah, no shit.
It's not like it's that far, you know. So it was like. But
funny.
It was pretty silly.
Yeah, we're just talking about that place in
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah,
it's outside of Ohio.
And Newport, Kentucky.
Newport, Kentucky. It's like it's on the border. So like the closest Jimmy John's is 3/4 mile away, but it's in Ohio. And so I called that one. I didn't realize it was in Ohio. They're like, yeah, what's the address? And I gave it to them. They're like, okay, we're here. I was like, no, you're not. They're like, well, are you in Ohio? I said, no, I'm in Kentucky. They're like, well, you got to call the other Jimmy John's, which is like 2 miles away.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, I made the same mistake at that same place, the Southgate house. It was like, I'm like, dude, I'm at 113 Southgate or whatever. They're like, I am too. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm in the street. Look at me. Like, oh, okay, yeah, got the wrong one. Jimmy John's is a good road food.
Yeah. It is.
Showing up to the gig and having it delivered to the spot.
There you go.
It's always the same. It's always reliable.
Now, John Zay, you want to plug your job?
Oh, I drive for Postmates a little bit, and so I've found some new food, like Poke Doke on Euclid. Holy moly, that changed my life.
Yeah?
It's like sushi in a bowl. It's great.
Huh.
Yeah. Nice.
To check that out.
It's really good. It's right by the hospital. So.
Yeah, so if you need food, call John.
Call
well,
me.
I guess don't call
oh,
him.
Oh, don't call me. Just get on Postmates. Yeah.
Just get on Postmates, and maybe you'll run into him.
All right. It's funny you mentioned Gramophone because I think that was the last time I saw you guys live. Well, it was the old Salt Union show over there for their big
10-year
anniversary party. And
that's right. That was a hot day.
Yeah, it was a fun one though.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, all the free sandwiches in the back. That was good. Yeah, you can't beat that.
Yeah,
they really do have. They are the sandwich kings.
Yeah,
that's right.
We do have an old Salt Union date coming up. You can come out and see these guys. And bring in the 4th of July under the arch at 3:45.
That's right, Fair St. Louis.
Yeah,
celebrate your independence with us.
Yes.
Or don't.
Or don't, which is part of
those
what
are both
your
options.
Independence is about. Yeah.
That's what independence is about. That's right. You're allowed to make those decisions.
Who else is down there that day? You guys know?
I'm not sure. This is the first.
I do know. Dazed and Confused is playing before us, and then the St. Louis Symphony plays after us.
Oh wow!
There's going to be some fireworks and air shows, and
there should be some big names at night, right?
I think that's all for the weekend. The sixth and seventh, they got Jason Derulo and Derulo. Martina McBride.
Martina.
So those are some pretty
good. Jason Derulo.
Yeah. I'm riding solo.
Yeah. How much you say?
That'll be fine. I just saw the symphony, saw Amos Lee at Powell Symphony with the whole symphony and stuff. It was really.
Was that Fox?
It was neat, man. Like, it was, I mean, Amos is one of my favorites, but then to see him with the symphony was a really cool night. So
yeah, I mean, I've never seen him, so I'll probably stick around. It's the first time they're back under the arch, the Fair St. Louis, for the past couple of years with all the renovations. They've been out in Forest Park,
right?
And last year I lived downtown, and it was such a bummer because I lived like right downtown, and I was like, man, I was like super pumped for the 4th of July. And I was way over here in Forest Park. Couldn't see it past the AT&T building. So, all right, cool. But yeah, if I live there, I might go up my old apartment. Because you get on the roof.
You get on the rooftop and just watch.
Just watch. Yeah. I bet they're like at eye level.
Probably.
The fireworks are pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, Fair St. Louis will be there. Old Saw Union, 345 Enterprise Rent a Car Stage.
There you go.
There it is.
We got getting a lot of plugs in for Enterprise on this one.
I know, man. Hey, I get a lot of plugs today. Start paying us.
Yeah. Send me a free car.
Yeah, please.
And you can find all things Old Salt Union at oldsaltunion.com.
That's right.
And follow along on Facebook as well. And for further dates coming up this summer and stuff.
We'll be here.
Yeah. So let's close it out with New York song. This is another live jam we did here in the living room. Anything you guys want to share around this particular song?
Just that we probably play it really bad compared to the people that wrote it.
Yeah,
it's a Punch Brothers tune. Chris Thiele and Noel McKilney and Gabe Witcher and Chris Eldridge.
Yeah,
Paul Cowart.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the best contemporary songwriters and musicians, I think. I think they can rival anybody. They're the modern Box and modern Tchaikovskys. So we play this song. It's a lot to live up to. So we play it not as good as them, but New York City. It's off of their...
Who's Feeling Young Now?
Who's Feeling Young Now record, I believe, yeah. And there it is, New York City.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Johnny, here we go.
You can come out and see these guys. Like I said, you guys are bouncing all over town. Been playing a lot of places around. Like I said, we mentioned Boathouse. And,
we do Evangeline's a lot. We do Sevens in Belvo. We do the Abbey. Where else do we play often?
Often. We've done the Gramophone. We haven't done that in a minute, but we do the Gramophone.
We'll that's not really comfortable.
Anywhere that'll have us, we'll be around. We'll post some new dates probably in August. We'll be coming up here.
Yeah, if you're listening and you have a restaurant and need live music, we are available for booking.
Or a birthday party, or a bar mitzvah, or whatever, you know. Just give me a call.
Or if you just want to hang out, just call me. I'm bored, man. Yeah, we take off in July, Old Salt, for 2 months, so. For roughly 2 months, on and off, but Wooden Puddin' won't be playing a whole lot in July.
We might be creating an EP though. We might be creating some extra puddin'. So
some extra puddin' EP. Extra puddin'. God, so good. Man.
That should be the name of it.
That's
right?
So good.
And then of course EP, like you said. There you go.
That's right, man.
Well, another play on.
There's levels to the Wooden
Puddin'. It just keeps getting worse. Right.
extra puddin'. Oh man. We appreciate you coming out, Shane. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, man.
Yeah, for sure. Great hanging with you guys. I'll see you very soon.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Wooden Puddin' out.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.